That vocation prayer, which we just said, is quite dear to me. It was composed originally by an archbishop of St. Paul in Minneapolis, which is my native place. And it was said after every Sunday and Holy Day Mass. And I remember myself listening to this prayer again and again and again. And it certainly had an effect on me and my vocation. So I'm very pleased that it has been established here and in also some other places, so that it will continue to ring out and ring in the ears of young men and women who might be interested in a religious vocation. It's a beautiful prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. There's an acronym, BLRF. If you've ever heard the acronym BLRF, which means bottom line up front. It's a good writing technique. Sometimes we hear about people who bury the lead, right? The point that they're trying to make is so far buried down in their text that they write that it's possible to miss it. Well, right now I'm running the risk of doing the same, of burying the lead. Well, here's the lead. God loves you so much that he will do everything he can to bring you back. In our parables here, you know, parables are curious things. They're a teaching technique of the old rabbis, and parables, especially those of the Lord, have weird little twists in them. The Lord asks a question. What man having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, will not leave the 99 and go after the one until he finds it? Well, no shepherd will do that. That's the twist. Shepherds are there to defend the flock. And if you put 99 of them in peril from wolves or thieves or whatever to go after one of them, well, that's not actually pretty, you know, very cost-effective strategy. No shepherd would do that. But God will do that for you. Who, having lost a drachma, a silver drachma, and that's a, let's just call it a day's wage, when finding that drachma, would throw a party and invite all the neighbors in, which would probably, the cost of the party would be more than the drachma that was lost. Well, no one would do that. But God will do that. All of heaven will do that for you. Every time you fall and you make your good confession and come back, they throw a party in heaven. The angels and saints rejoice. Ten, you know, I was thinking about this coming up, because there is a party that's thrown immediately after this one. These two parables are part of a triptych, a set of three parables. The next one is the parable of the prodigal son. And in that parable, you've got a wealthy man. You know, you've got a stupid, selfish kid. Well, that's not all that unusual for, you know, families. But then you have this rather wealthy guy, well off, a dignified old fellow, who winds up with absolutely no indication that his son is going to come home, standing out and watching for him. The parable says that the father is watching for the son to come home. He's standing out there watching every day. Well, he must be out there watching all the time. And then he runs out to his son to meet him. Well, if you're a dignified old fellow, you don't stand out there all day watching with no hint that someone is going to come home and then run against your dignity to see him. No, but that's, and then they throw a party. The numbers in these parables, I think, indicate an important dimension of God's love. And Holy Church decides to give us these two parables instead of include the other one along with it. Instead, we get the parable of the prodigal son at a different time, because it has other elements in it that are so important that we need to know them. Here's the thing about the liturgical year. You know, we have these different seasons of the year in which we focus especially on certain mysteries of our salvation, of the life, death, and resurrection of the Lord, or the history of salvation from creation all the way to the end of the world. And in those seasons, we focus on particular mysteries, the incarnation on the one hand, the passion, death, and resurrection, ascension of the Lord on the others. Well, in this green time, it's almost as if the church is saying, okay, now you've had this opportunity to reflect on those deep mysteries that teach us who we are. And now Holy Church is going to give you some really practical advice to help you how to live those things that you have contemplated within those liturgical seasons. Here are some really important pointers for how to live your Catholic Christian life. And I think one of the reasons why we have just these two parables, that both of them involving the number 10, is because 10 is a perfect number, and that number doesn't appear in that third parable, but it does appear in these two. We've got 100 sheep, that's 10 times 10, and then we have 10 drachmas. Well, 10, in biblical terms, all through Holy Scriptures, is a perfect number. It's the perfect number. It's a number of completeness. So if one of the sheep is gone, the rest of them are not perfect. The rest of them are in an imperfect group. If you lose the drachma and you only have 9, you don't have the perfect number of drachmas. God knows that you belong with the 99. He wants you to be with the 9 and the 99. And he'll do anything that he can to help bring you back. And heaven will throw a party when you do. You are needed in the church. You're needed in heaven. You help it be more perfect. When we hear Peter in his letter warn about the adversary, the roaring lion going about seeking whom he might devour. Well, when you're devoured, you're gone. You're not able to be part of the group anymore. You're gone. You're devoured. And the enemy will try to devour your faith and your hope so that you don't try to go back, so that you don't try to get back up again, so that you don't ask for the grace of God to get back up. The roaring lion wants to eat your heart, take away your hope, destroy your faith and your love. And you must not ever give in. You have to be wary of the doubts that could creep in. How is it that after I sin that God could ever forgive me for what I've done? There is no sin that any little mortal can commit that is so great that the infinite power and love of God will not take away and remove entirely from your soul. Not just cover it over, not just pretend that it's not there, but take it from your soul. You confess your sins, and you are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. Though your sins be red as scarlet, they will be washed as white as snow. It is as if they never were. They will never be held against you in your judgment. You confess those sins, and you are clean. You are with the ten, and the saints and angels throw a party in heaven because you are back in the fold. Holy Church wants you to know about the love of God, and so to live the kind of life that calls forth that love in your life. Holy Church therefore gives us these two beautiful parables about the sheep and about the drachma, so that you know God loves you so much, he'll do anything to bring you back. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.